Here with your MarketLine Commodity Report, I'm Tim Hammerich. Somewhat of a quiet day in the markets to start the week on Monday. Positive moves, though, in the energy sector could be positive for ethanol and, in turn, corn. Here's Standard Grain's Joe Vaklavic.
Ethanol stocks have dropped pretty significantly here for, I think, three consecutive weeks now. So we're to the point now where ethanol demand or usage on a weekly basis is actually outpacing ethanol production. Now, we've seen a small uptick in production the last couple of weeks. I think that that probably increases. I think you're going to see some much better numbers here the next few weeks. Margins are better. You've got really cheap corn still. Your input's cheap. Your ethanol prices have come up.
In closing markets, Chicago July wheat futures closed down 3.25 cents to 497. Kansas City hard red winter wheat down 6 cents to 446 1/4. July corn closed up 1.5 cents to 320 1/2. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein steady, ranging from $6 to $6.15. Club wheat of ordinary protein unchanged as well, from $6.15 to $7.75. Dark Northern spring wheat prices down 1.5 cents, ranging from $6.09 3/4 to $6.64 3/4 for 14% protein. Live cattle futures were up $1.72 1/2 on the June board to $98.72 1/2. Feeder cattle for August up $1.87 1/2 to $126.60. Class 3 milk June futures yesterday dropped 19 cents to $16.66. With your daily MarketLine report, I'm Tim Hammerich.